Happy holidays, Mike.
Happy holidays to you guys. I hope you're doing well. I'm multitasking, excuse me. I got everything with me. All right.
Mike, you want to talk about winning first and second down, or you want to talk about the struggles on third down last week?
Well, we didn't play third down very well at all. It's been an Achilles heel for us. You know, we did some things well in that ball game, but the third down was horrendous. You know, we fought like crazy on first and second down to get him into third and long, and especially in that second half, we didn't do a very good job at all.
You guys were over three. You guys allowed the Dolphins over three on third down in the first half. Second half, though, we saw some things unravel. I mean, aside from the change at quarterback, I mean, what were some of the challenges you guys were experiencing there in that second half?
Well, we weren't able to put a whole lot of pressure on the quarterback. We weren't able to cover the guys. It was twofold. It wasn't just one thing. You know, you fight like crazy to get into third down and long, and, you know, statistically you should win. If you're a good defense playing really good ball, you're going to win 90% of them when you're third and 10 plus, and we just can't, you know, we can't do that. We've got to do a better job. And, you know, a lot of it had to do with the calls probably because we didn't get it done.
You did get five turnovers, though, and I know you preach that every week, but was there a reason why they're in a better position to get the ball out in this game?
You know, that's something, if you said over the last two seasons, what have we done consistently as a defense, I would say that's the thing that we've done the most consistently. Our guys have a really good understanding of the importance of it and attacking the football, you know, and they come in bunches. It becomes a contagious thing, and I think that's probably, if you said what is the one thing that we've been able to be consistent with, because the other stuff we've been very inconsistent, even to playing the run. You know, they had the big long run that we misfit, and you know, besides that, the rest of the day they didn't run the ball at all on us very effectively. And again, it's lack of consistency on the defensive side, and you know, we all have to take responsibility for that. And when I say all, it's coaches, players, and we've got to get that fixed. Good teams that are going to play on into the second season do not have inconsistency issues.
Like I said, it's not your call to make, but would Todd Freeman fit in this scheme, and would he be able to help you in terms of your pass rush?
Dwight Freeney's had a lot of success rushing the passer. We have not had a lot of success rushing the passer this season, not being Mr. Captain Obvious there. You know, we would always like to add someone that can help us. We're always looking to do that.
What went through your mind in that fourth quarter there when you guys surrendered the lead, especially coming on the heels of that fourth down stop that they made? I think it was first down, they had like 9 yard pickup, and then second, third, and fourth, it was like second and one, third and one, and then fourth and one, your defense was able to hold. I mean, was that just like a roller coaster of emotions for you there?
Well, it obviously, it was great to get the fourth down stop. I think if you had to look back and say defensively what was the most important snap in the game, that probably was. There were a lot of things that we did poorly prior to that, and then of course we had to finish off with one long touchdown pass where we jumped a route that we probably shouldn't have been jumping, and we didn't have a middle of the field player, and when those two things happen, it's going to be hard to get him down, and we were all chasing, and that's a bad look when you're all running behind the guy that's got the ball.
Mike, you've seen number 93 play some outstanding games when he was against you and when he's playing for you. How stellar an effort was McCoy on Sunday?
I thought he had a very good game, especially there in the first half, and when he got the one-on-ones, he was able to produce. In the second half, they did change up what they were trying to do protection-wise. They were making sure that they were going to have more resources on Gerald, and we didn't get we didn't get the opportunity to get him in one-on-one situations because of what they were doing in terms of their number of guys they were using to protect. But there were other guys that had one-on-ones that we've got to win and we've got to cover as well. We had too many guys running free. We had the ball in the quarterback's hands for too long. There's a clock that, you know, we all know what we got to defend. We got to get that ball out of the quarterback's hands and 2-7-5-3. That's what we try to get done, and we didn't get that done, and we didn't cover them once we didn't get that done.
Did they change much of what they were doing offensively after Matt Moore came in for Cutler?
Yes, they did in terms of their protection. They did. We were able to run at the quarterback a little bit more. There were more six-man protections, even some five scat protections. There in the second half, it was, seven-man protection, and when that happens, you've got to get guys that can win their one-on-ones, or we've got to try to overpopulate one side of the ball, and I probably didn't do a good enough job in the third down and tens with trying to get more resources to rush the passer. If I had to evaluate my play calling there in the second half, which I do every week. I know you guys do too.
How difficult is that when you prepare all week to face a Jay Cutler and then all of a sudden you've got two?
Oh, it's not difficult. I mean, Jay has a different skill set than Matt. There's no doubt about that. And we felt we had a good plan. We were able to execute it, and we were able to get the turnovers there in the first half. And that was critical. I think those turnovers are huge for us defensively. We did not handle the second half as well as we needed to. Really, the only thing that we did in the second half was that one series that we won the third and fourth down. That was huge, and that was a big play by our defensive front in terms of winning their gap and knocking people backwards.
Mike, what's been made the first 11 weeks about the Falcons losing Kyle Shanahan to the Niners? Lots been made about their offense. Has a lot changed with the Falcons' offense from what you've seen?
No, I think that they have the same guys that have the same skill set. When you have a guy like Julio Jones and Matt Ryan and Devontae Freeman and the guys up front, that's the same. It's the same team, and they're going to do what a coach is going to do what his players are capable of doing. And I think they've done a nice job. I think Steve's done a good job. They haven't necessarily gotten the point production. I think one of the areas that shows up is they haven't been as efficient in the red zone. They've gotten down there. I mean, if you look at their numbers are pretty good, but the red zone efficiency has not been as good. So they're a very potent offense. We know Matt very well. We know that offense, and it's really not any different in terms of what they're trying to do. I think they've just not been as efficient in the red zone and haven't had the explosive plays to number 11.
Back to the third and fourth down stops that they had in the fourth quarter there. Is that a series like that, especially, again, after you give up, 9 yards on first down, and to be able to hold them like that in short yardage, can that be a turning point for that defensive front this season?
Well, we really played, as I said, we played the run really well, except for the one snap, the first run of the game. And I think the guys did a nice job in terms of their gap integrity and their gap control. It says something about our resiliency as a defense, because that was ugly in the second half. There's no other way to describe it in terms of the way that we played third down and the way that they were able to move the football in the second half. It shows a lot of resiliency, and when you have resiliency and you can show that to your guys, I think it definitely helps them moving forward, because there were a lot of coaching moments in that second half prior to that third and fourth and one.
Coach, was that Quan Alexander's best game of the year against Miami? And if so, what do you think? Is it just him getting back into the rhythm after missing so much time?
I think Quan had a real strong game. He did a nice job attacking his gaps in the run game, and those don't necessarily always show up on the stat sheet. But you're playing complementary football with the guys up front, and other guys are going to have opportunities to make the play. That was an outstanding interception. Would like to see him score. Scoring on defense is so much, it's so much fun for the guys to complete it off. But we got the ball down to the offense, and I thought he had a solid game. And Quan, Quan's one of our better players, and he's got to play well for us. And the thing that we've got to do as a defense is we got to play for 60 minutes, and we got to coach for 60 minutes, and we got to get these guys – not having those uh-ohs that we have. And, you know, we can't look back, and we talk about it all the time. You can't look back and say, here's six plays, here's seven plays. You know, we got to say there's no plays or there's one play, and that's what we got to get doing.
Mike, did you shed a tear when the Georgia Dome imploded, Mike? Did you see the video?
I haven't seen the video. Somebody told me there was a bus blocking the view of it. So, yeah.
Blocked the Weather Channel's view.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of good memories in that building. I'm looking forward to going up there and competing in this new venue that they've built there in Atlanta. And you know, when it's a game against a division opponent, we know what the value of it is. It's more than one game. It's one and a half. We are down two in the division, so for us to get where we want to be, we got to go up there and play well on defense.
Mike, you see the athleticism of Justin Evans. It really, you know, shows up. He had another interception. But are there those moments too often when you go, you know what, he's a rookie and he's still not mentally got everything yet?
It's funny. I was having a conversation with Justin just today on the field. You know, so I like to get in one-on-one situations with him and just talk about, hey, what'd you do good? What did you think about it? And not put him in a setting outside of it. And he realized, you know, he had a player or two that he'd like to have back. But his athleticism is off the charts. That interception that he made in the game, there's not many guys that can make that play. I'd like for him to stay in the end zone. But hey, if he would have run it back for a touchdown, we would have said, hey, it was a great play. But those are all learning moments for him. And he's had a number of them this year. He's had a number of big plays. I think he's long term, he's going to be a guy that's going to make a lot of plays. And once he gets the feel of the NFL game and the pacing of it and the pace of the season, he's going to be a really good player, because not only can he run, he's got great hands, and he's not afraid to mix it up and put his face in there, and he's a physical player as well.
Does he give you a lot of flexibility, or is he in the future going to give you a lot of flexibility at that position? You can do so many different things because of that athleticism.
Absolutely. You know, and we're facing, you know, we're facing more three and four wide receiver sets. And when you're doing that, you know, the box safety is kind of disappearing from our game. You know, there's not a true strong safety in most games. Maybe in certain down and distances, you're going to play with a strong safety. You've got to have them interchangeable, and they're going to have to line up and be able to cover wide receivers. And Justin has the athleticism to do that.
A guy like Devontae Freeman still being in concussion protocol, a guy like that who can be such a big part of their offense, do you just have to game plan and prepare as if he was going to play?
You know, he's a great player, but they got two other running backs that are really good as well. You know, Coleman last year, he had made a spectacular catch in our first game up there for a touchdown on a pressure throw. Matt threw it and threw it back behind him, and he grabbed it with one hand. He's a very good running back. You know, I wouldn't feel bad if Freeman didn't play. Don't get me wrong, but and Ward had a good game there, running the ball in the second half against the Seahawks. So they've got three good running backs, and they're very similar. They're very similar in style and stature. So I think they're interchangeable, but you know, Devontae's had a great season.
What's the key to forcing Matt Ryan into a bad game?
that's what you got to do to every quarterback, is you got to try to make him feel you in the pocket. If they can sit back and survey the field and be able to go to a second and third read, they're going to complete some passes and. You're going to look up, and he's going to have a completion percentage that you're not going to like, or a quarterback rating. You know, the thing we have to do is, like all good quarterbacks that are very cerebral, is we've got to make sure that we don't let them know what we're doing before the ball snapped, and we've got to get pressure on them.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Yep.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.